New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill will deliver her first state budget address today as the state faces a looming $3 billion budget deficit. WHYY's Corey Sharber has some details.
The deficit is driven by the loss of more than $3 billion in federal Medicaid funds in the coming years and the end of the $6 billion allocated to the state for pandemic relief. The governor says she will address the problem by looking for cuts in programs and services instead of raising taxes. The fiscal year 2027 budget address will be live streamed on the governor's official Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages. It is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Federal prosecutors charged two Bucks County men Monday for an alleged ISIS-inspired bomb plot during an anti-Islam protest in New York. Authorities claim the men went to the demonstration outside the mayor's residence on Saturday and tried to detonate explosive devices. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch provided an update Monday afternoon.
The defendants are charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS, using a weapon of mass destruction, transporting explosive materials, interstate transportation and receipt of explosive materials, and unlawful possession of destructive devices.
Our news partner 6ABC reports FBI investigators conducted at least three controlled detonations at a public storage facility in Bucks County late Monday while working the case of the alleged terror plot in New York City. Federal investigators have not revealed yet what they found at the storage facility on South Flowers Mill Road in Middletown Township or what they blew up or why. And the facility is not far from where the FBI conducted raids on Sunday at the Bucks County homes of the two suspects. National chain grocery outlet says it will close a number of its stores, including six in the Philadelphia region. The company has not announced how many jobs will be cut or when the closings will take place. Five remaining Philadelphia locations will continue to operate. Checking sports for you and the forecast. Today it was the Rangers skating past the Flyers Monday 6-2. The Cavaliers beating the 76ers 115-101. Of course, the Sixers don't have a lot of their regular players right now. They're all sidelined. In preseason baseball, the Red Sox beat the Phillies 5-3, and today it's the Phillies taking on the Yankees. Now, big news for the Eagles. They lose several players. They lost him on the first day of the free agency activities. They lose Jalen Phillips to the Panthers, N'Kobe Dean to the Raiders, and Reed Blankenship to the Texans. And your Philly forecast. We're getting past some fog this morning, and we're settling in with a mix of sun and clouds. It's more sunshine than clouds in Philadelphia at the moment. We'll get up to a high of 80, and the winds will be 5 to 10 miles an hour. Same with the winds tonight as we go down to 52 with a few passing clouds. And tomorrow, there's a slight chance of a rain shower. We'll hike it up to 76 degrees. It's 52 now at 9:07.